This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I write y'all, all across the USC, Compton, Watts, Bay to L.A., Pomona, California, from valley to valley, we represent that killer Cali. So if you keeping it real on your side of your town, you tune in to Gangsta Chronicles.
Gangsta Chronicles, we gon' tell you how it goes.
If I lie, my nose will grow like Pinocchio. We gon' tell you the truth and nothing but the truth.
Gangsta Chronicles, this is not your average show.
You're now tuned into the real MCA, Big James, and Big Stale.
This is strictly from the streets.
Hello.
We represent the streets.
Welcome to the Gangsta Chronicles podcast, a production of iHeartRadio and Black Effect Podcast Network. Make sure you download the iHeart app and subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles. For my Apple users, hit the purple mic on your front screen, subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles, and leave a 5-star rating and comment.
We'd like to welcome everyone to another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast, and I am Big Steel.
Yeah.
Today, we got one of my favorite young folks up in here, man. We ain't had too many of the youngsters up in here, and that's one thing I said I wanted us to do this year, eight, is to get more in touch with the younger community, man. And this dude right here has definitely made a name for himself out there, man. I've been checking him out. My son, actually, this is the first guest we don't ever have, man, that my son was like, I got to come up here today. Then what time y'all going to be taping him? You know,
right.
The one
That's
and the
right.
only Crip Mac.
55th Street Crip Mac on hook.
Yeah. So what's happening with it, man? You know, when you was on your way up here, man, we was talking. They just said that the boy, what's my man's name, Brian? King Von.
What happened to Kyle?
King Von. So footage just emerged to him wanting to put himself in a protective custody because of his sexual orientation.
What do you mean his sexual orientation? What the fuck's going on?
Well, see, this is what they saying. Niggas is saying that, you know, when you go to the, you know, when you get.
King Von died. It wasn't cut.
Right, he died. Okay.
He died.
But they
there's
got
some old footage.
There's some old footage that's surfacing. You know, when you get picked up, you got to go to, you know, the county.
Yeah, I know. We go to.
You go to the county.
We go to Wayside.
Right, okay. So, to avoid being put in a situation with your opposition, he claimed that he was of the same sex orientation. So people are trying to use that against him now and saying that he really was gay and not that he was doing that so they wouldn't throw him in the cage with his ops.
I think it's both. I mean, why would you say that and put that on your reputation, Kev?
Some niggas are saying he should. Some niggas saying he should have rolled it out, took the fades. But some people saying they would have probably killed him up.
Well,
in there.
I mean, how I look at it, I go back for the county jail, CJ Wayside. I'm going to mainline. If I die, I get killed. I get killed. Fuck it. On neighborhood Crip. Guess why? I love every tattoo I got, nigga. I mean every tattoo I got. I'm a Crip, and I love everything about Cripping. I talk with Corrupt this morning. Lupe, what Corrupt say? Ain't nothing better than Cripping. Cripping's the only thing. Exactly what Corrupt.
That's right.
You know,
I stand on what you believe in. That's how it go.
There you go.
You know, you definitely stand on it, man.
I go fly the hospital behind this shit in the county jail or on the streets.
How much stuff you usually run into out in traffic, man? Because you pretty much like you got
this different motherfuckers from different places. I watch and see what's going on hood.
Do you believe in playing out the situation, like? Like, we had this discussion a couple of weeks ago about, you know, motherfuckers repping whatever the situation might be. Whether you portraying yourself to be a hood nigga, a street nigga, whether you portraying yourself to be a hoe or whatever, when you approach with the situation.
A fishy black trash is a woman.
There you go.
Right.
So when you caught in a situation, do you run to security or do you play it out? Nigga, do you tell a nigga, hey, this 55th Street, I don't give a fuck. Whatever it is, yeah, whatever it is.
Might see with the blue face of YG shit, I went to YG, let cut know where I'm from and my name. He done been bang back with his name. He wouldn't get that shit out. Oh, I'm Buddha, would you? West Side Trees. Nigga, I know your name, YG, but you gonna come that shit out, nigga. You don't know me, hood. I'm Crip.
There you go.
Exactly like that, Calvin Crab.
Yeah, let me ask you this. So you saying some people have characters, right, that it's like an act for them. This ain't no act for you. This is your real life.
Is this a fucking act? No, bro. No.
See, he said this is wheels all day.
I wake up in the morning, I grab some fresh clothes, Lupe goes, she get them. I have them nice and ready, young hustlers, but I got a blue rag and needs a little ironing. Lupe, what do I do with that iron? I iron that motherfucker while I drink my gin and drink my Old English. So
we're going to have to definitely go try to get you an Old English sponsorship, man.
We're going to try to make something happen with them.
Yeah, for
like
sure, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, you're the only one.
St. Ives used to do it for us, you know.
Yeah, St. Ives. Ooh. St. Ives, that shit's strong as a motherfucker.
As a motherfucker.
All the OGs over there on 55th and Normandy over there, they would drink St. Ives over the older homies. And
like St. Ives was paying like a motherfucker.
They would go crazy up that shit.
We had commercials and fucking rap shit and all
that. That was cracking. Y'all made a nice little check off of that.
Oh, yeah.
St. Ives had a Crip blue animal on the front.
Yeah, man, St. Ives was, they wasn't fucking around. Niggas was so used to drinking Old English, though,
I love fucking Old English.
But.
I should get a Crip blue shirt that says Old English.
How long you been drinking OD?
Shit, I used to steal it out of Mama Bear's refrigerator when I was 5 years old. Ain't that a nifty number? I take that shit. I get my ass beat, though, but I take that motherfucker.
I noticed you and your mom's real close. That's one of the things I noticed.
Yeah, because when I started young, my mama had me since I came home from hospital, her and my granny on hood. They had me since I was a young baby on hood, fresh fire to earth on hood. See, five, I was Crippin' Mac, 55th Street on hood.
Okay.
For sure, man. How old was you when you started gangbanging?
Sure, I started gangbanging, cuz, on hoods as well. Keep it 55th Street. She 5-0's from 5-5-0's from 6-0, cuz, on hood. I used to get drunk off the 5 Loco alcohol all day, cuz, on hood. I started listening to different niggas over there, cuz. I started trying to snatch purses. I'll snatch a purse, snatch one of that, you know, somebody that's reputable people's purses, cuz, end up getting put off. But then I looked at it like that, like, cuz, I'm not done gangbanging. I still got auntie on 45th from Western, other auntie on 58th from Western, right, behind Big Lots in them apartments. I'm like, I'm still going to see from neighborhood on hood. So I went while staying with my auntie over there. I met some 5-5s. I'm like, I'm finna come over here and get put on hood. They're like, come on, cuz, you make the cut, you're going to get put on. As soon as I met the cut, cuz, she's been gang banging.
What year was that?
2000, cuz, that was 2013.
2013. On her. And, hey, you jumped off the porch when you was 16. You was that was back in the 80s, though, huh?
Yeah, man.
You were 16?
I was more like about 15.
15, yeah, that's high school. That's about high school.
Yeah, I was coming out of junior high school when I started claiming.
So you're about 14 now.
Yeah, about 14.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 14.
Mm. With that, man, you know, I don't gangbang personally. Got a lot of homeboys that do gangbang. And they always tell me, man, if they had to do all over again, some of them say, you know what, I'd have did stuff different. Some of them say, I would have still did it and went even harder.
It's like the game said, if I start my life from scratch, I wouldn't change shit. Still going to see a neighborhood crap.
I mean, sometimes, you know, I guess you can wish for change.
Yeah.
But sometimes in some situations and circumstances that
if
you didn't go through certain shit, you probably wouldn't be where you are.
Yeah,
your
right.
Life would have probably took a different. It probably would have took a different path. You know what I'm saying? And not to say that, you know, the shit is for everybody, because, you know,
it ain't for everybody, Kel. You're right.
Being from the streets is not from everybody. And I guess when you get to the age where you decide that you're going to start claiming to jump off the porch, you know, you
got to get a roofless put on. You get a beating.
Some motherfuckers.
I said, come on, cuz, they going to beat your ass.
Motherfuckers get the opportunity to go, hey, I'm going to go this way and not, you know, I'm going to do sports or I'm going to try to do some other shit. But
with the hood, cuz, you going to gang bang.
It's just some niggas who feel like, fuck that. I'm going to claim the hood. Fuck
you
that.
Know, you know, my homeboy Glasses Malone, he got a real different philosophy when it comes to.
I bet Glasses Malone had my homeboy from 5'5 T-Fly's house. Glasses Malone and T-Fly, they real close. You know, T-Fly, the singer.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, but he got a real interesting perspective on it because, see, Glasses say when people normally look at Crippin' and even, you know, from Crippin', they look at it as a bunch of hoodlums running around. He said, no, it's about family. It's about the community.
Community, revolution, and progress is what I do.
It's about your community.
I feed the homeless. That's community, revolution, and progress.
There you go. Yeah.
So you make something more of it. You just ain't out there just banging on people.
No,
the homeless.
I help people also on hood.
That's a good thing, man. We'll put that in your heart to go out there and
Well, stuff pretty much have auntie. Mama Vera doesn't want me to mention her name, right? Lupe don't mention her name, she said. Auntie on 45th and Western in the 40s, been smoking crack since I was a baby. You know, but she's a functional crack smoker. She can smoke crack, she can work, clean up the house when she wants, but then on the weekends, she's fucking everybody in the alley, everywhere, in her apartment, outside her apartment, all the people getting high off crack. So I just realized, like, goddamn, people, that there's problems, and then pretty much, and then she had left and went at a rehab somewhere on Skid Row. So nobody was at a spot in a couple months. And then when she came back, it cleaned her up. And I told her, I said, Auntie, I said, damn, how you do that? Now she just smokes crack every blue moon. It's not every day or every weekend no more. It's a lot better, right?
For sure. Yeah.
It's a lot better.
Sure.
So we love Auntie. She helped us a lot, you know. But I just realized, hey, a lot of people need help. They need help, you know. We all have people that are on dope in our family, you know, I would never say, oh, this is a drug cub, but it's not something to where I'm going to go rob a million people to get. You hear me?
Right.
I'm going to buy it, I'm going to drink it, I'm going to enjoy it, I'm going to fuck some big booty sitches, coochies, and assholes. I'm going to gangbang on enemies, and I'm going to feed the homeless. You know, so it's old English, how it is, it's like a drug, but it's not. But I learned from going out of a parole program in 2018 from prison, getting out of CRC prison in 2018, I went five a program. I was staying on Baby Stretch's couch. Oh, when I came home on hood, cause Auntie on 45th, she was trying to clean herself up and still smoking crack. I'm like, I can't have this fucking address. I'm going back by jail. You smoking crack, hood. So I went by the program and was down there, and I seen how the people would come down and just give them little cologne sandwiches with water. I'm like, damn, they care about these people. Then the Asian people would come like early in the morning with some donuts, cuh, and a nice thing of hot soup. So then I realized, I'm like, damn, people really come and they help people. So once I realized that, cuh, it's just been in my heart to, hey, cuh, let me help these people. Let me give them gumbo, cuh. Let's do spaghetti. Let's do cornbread. Let's do some of my family, the Samoan side of my family. Let's do some Samoan hash. See what I'm saying? Let's do different foods to help these people. And then that, a lot of people looked at that like, huh, I guess all gangbangers ain't bad. No, a lot of people have heart to help people, cuz. It's just with your enemies, it's kind of like, you know, on hood. But other people, cuz, they innocent on hood.
That's real, man. Do you think sometimes people misunderstand you?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
What do you think, if it was one misconception about you that you could change, what would that be?
Well, how I help people. Some people try to take advantage. Like an ex, I was just wish, try to take advantage, take everything. Mm. Try to save up everything she had, living a... And I told her when I was in prison, I said, I'm coming home. I said, you're not living a side life, are you? You know, she told me, she said, all my kids, I'm not. And I found out she was. So I was like, hey, you don't give a fuck about them kids. I gave a fuck about your kids more than you did, huh? On her. So that's why I just say, cause like the grimy, ratchet, trash sitches, I'm just not fucking with on her. I do better with another type of sitch on crap.
For sure, man. Well, you know, one thing the West Coast has brought to the table, man,
is... Old English.
You know, it's just the whole, you know, the whole gangbanging lifestyle, right? Because other places, you know, other parts of the country in the 80s, you know, it was a lot of dope slinging going on out of town. There was a lot of cats coming from out west to the Midwest to the South.
In the increments.
Yeah, so a lot of people picked up on those lifestyles. Yeah. With the music today, do you think that's a problem with a lot of people out here perpetrating like they're gangsters when they're not?
They're just going to get them hurt. They're going to get hurt. That's all.
Hmm. I mean, because you're going to get tested at one point in time or the other.
Well, if you're rapping about shit you don't do and you're not a cow cutter, your hood going to put you off. They're going to fuck you over. They're going to cut your tattoos out. They're going to beat you. They might even chip your motherfucking ass. So why play with this shit? Just live it how you live it.
In the world we live in today, in the streets, you know, with social media and motherfuckers with podcasts and you making your rounds and you getting popular as far as just being a regular nigga from the hood. How do you feel about handling that and dealing with motherfuckers who still consider you an enemy?
I still am, kid. I mean, that's how they look at it. Y'all five ever gonna hate me. Y'all five ever gonna wish y'all was me. Your wife is five ever gonna give me her coochie and ass off. Five ever gangbanging and cracking on you motherfuckers. It is neighborhood crip. It's 55th Street. I don't give a fuck how they look at me, honestly.
Okay.
But you ain't gotta like me, but you gonna respect me. That's what E-50 said. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
On hook.
Now, you have achieved a relative amount of notoriety, right? Yeah. People know who you are. These kids really mess with you.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
With the platform.
They also try to scam me on the internet, the kids.
Yeah,
they try to scam me.
I believe you a little too smart for that, man.
I'm a nifty nickel. I'm not the sharpest fucking nickel coin in the box, but I know they're trying to scam me.
You know a scam from some... From
oh, I know a scam. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I know a scam.
Exactly, so... With this platform you have, what's your ultimate goal? What is it that you want to see happen?
Well, I want to get the increments. I want to stack everything right. I want to bring a few people from my nickel side of my team and different people to help people also. Also help the homeless, cause just keep people in loop and intact with motherfuckers I really fuck with on hood. And, pretty much help the homeless, cause as I see if I successful on hood.
Because you got a platform. Do you know how big your platform is, bro?
Oh, I know, and I know how many people fucked me over to get my platform.
Mm.
So you went through some stuff.
But now I've learned.
Mm. That's right.
I learned.
What was the biggest mistake you made coming on?
Oh, shit, signing a fake contract.
Oh, yeah, what happened with that?
I didn't sign the shit. It was a verbal contract. And pretty much, and they had like some type of lawyer shit, right? Cause we went through the contract, but I never signed nothing, so it wasn't a legit contract. But when I talk with people, like, they let me know, hey, look, how much they was getting out, you can't, this is not a real contract. That's why these motherfuckers don't want to go to court. Cause you scammed me out of at least $80,000 to $100,000, cause when C5 went five prisons, I was like, god damn. But now I notice that I'm out, I'm dealing with China Mac. Y'all meet China Mac. He is a great, I say he's a nifty Asian man.
I'm with the China Mac.
He did his music years ago, but he's a smart man, so he knows everything. So he's been teaching me everything. And that's why my page is still up at 40,000. My shit would have been deleted. He teaches me everything where I know where I could post and how I do this and what people talk with, what people are scams. It's like kind of teaching me a lot. He's like a big crother, a Chinese crother on hood.
That's right.
Me and Cut like Robin Big on hood. It's just Mac and Mac.
Now, when you hook up with China Mac?
Yeah, a few years ago, but when I came home, when I was in prison, I would talk with Lupe and Cut every day. And he was just like, hey, you come home. He said, I want to teach you some stuff. We could really make some increments and make shit happen. And Cut been fair all around the board. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no ripping off. Ain't trying to take your money. Ain't trying to do this. Cut trying to help. Mm-hmm. And he's teaching me a lot.
No, I see you got some. I see you do a lot of stuff.
Good to have Asian friends, you know.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely good to have a group of well-rounded people around you.
Yeah.
It's definitely good to have that. Now, let me ask you this, bro. What's the ultimate goal for your platform? Are you eventually trying to start a podcast? Are you trying to, like, what is it that you're trying to
do? Not really. I never wanted to start no podcast. I just want to do my music and other stuff like that, do interviews and stuff. That's about it.
So that's what I get to. You ever thought about getting some acting?
Yeah, we can get some films done. We can get some films. Yeah, we can get some films, yeah.
Some films done, because you know, man, you got to take advantage. What this thing is, man,
yeah,
it's like catching lightning in the bottle. When you got it, bro, you got to hold on to that motherfucker.
It's like holding ice cold order. You got to hold on to that motherfucker. You know
what I'm saying? Hold on to it because it'll mess around.
Motherfucker might drive it, might crash, it might fall out your hand.
What was your, you know, we all started differently.
Yeah.
What was your dreams and aspirations as a kid, man?
As a kid, Mama Bear told me, cause I used to like Will Smith, but I realized he's a sitch and he's a custer now. I'll slap him like that. But when Will Smith was coming out with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, okay, that was like 96. I was a baby then, so I liked that. And I liked the Men in Black. That's when that was coming out.
Right.
The Wild, Wild West movie. That's when I was young. That was the first movie I seen was where a man was fucking a woman, cause that was a pretty beautiful sitch. I fuck her in a Gucci and asshole today. Mm-hmm. Whoever the fuck she is on hood. But I seen that and I was like, God damn, like, all right, so I like how Will Smith do this. I was thinking about the acting thing, cuz. Crap. Okay. And then when Granny Bear would come around, she loved The Wizard of Oz, cuz. I remember that Custer-ass lion. As big as you is, and you a Custer, you that fucking scared. That is an embarrassment. He said, Dorothy, I'm scared. You're the biggest fucking lion in the jungle.
Oh, fuck shit.
You remember that?
Yeah, man. That's some crazy shit.
That shit was hilarious.
When did it all start to change?
Everything started changing as growing up through military school. Like ten years old on Hustis up 514. So I stayed in the military school because I had got expelled from another school. It was out in Ontario, California. That's where I'm originally from. It's Ontario, California. Me, Mama Bear, my real father, they went to Ontario High School. I think Crip Mac Dad is not my father. The snitch with the little sitch earrings in his ear looking like a penitentiary fag. That's not my father. My real father, he went to Ontario High School on hood. But so they went to school out there. I went to school out there on hood when I was growing up, though. But I got expelled from school. I was fucking out because I wasn't going to class. I was fighting people. I used to try to bring hammers to school to hit people because I was fucking up on hood. So I got expelled from there. So they said, Mama Bear, hey, look, we can get the juvenile system or we can put them in military school. She chose the military school. Military school was cool. And everything was cool at military school. I met a lot of different people. There's people to this day that hit me up because they remember me when I was young, cuz, from military school, cuz they starting to figure it out when they hear my story. Like, oh, that's cuz. Like, that's cuz. I went to school with cuz. And they really did. Like, Mama Bear, like, yeah, I remember them. I know they people. I'm like, God damn, cuz. Like, on hood.
So you make music too then?
I might make music.
Right.
You make music.
Yeah.
What's your get now?
I like the party music. Just some, you know, gang banging music.
Do you like the gang banging music, right?
Like gang banging music.
Did that influence you to start wanting to be affiliated or like I say?
No, my older cousins did. I got five older boy cousins. I'm the baby. I'm the youngest. You know, they from Sixth, they from West Covina, Naperville, they from Compton, they from a Compton Crip, Acacia Block Compton Crip, they from different hoods like that, Colton City Crip, and I also, I'm very sad to mention it, I got a couple of cousins from Hoopla.
I knew a lot of Acacia Blocks.
Yeah.
I grew up in Spooktown.
Oh, so yeah, you know a lot of them then.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you were sad and depressed from where?
No, I got a couple cousins from Hoover also.
Mm. Yeah, now with that, because you got the, you know, of course, you got, obviously, you got that sign on your forehead, man.
It means rest in piss to them. That's what it means, rest in piss.
Man, now let me ask you this. Do you ever think it's the possibility, man, that all of this stuff could be peaceful?
No, it would never.
What make you say that?
I don't know. As long as Crip Mac's around, it would never happen.
So what happened when Crip Mac, like, let's say you become a mega star with this. Let's say you start making M's.
I'm going to make M's.
Yeah, now let's say, you know, when you start making M's, do you really think you're going to be concerned with all that?
I'm still going to watch people. Especially the big booty sitches. They'll set you up. They'll put their kids, their mom, their friends, everybody in a situation to get hurt or get killed if she can make some money.
I mean, because you'll be presented with situations and opportunities where you have to, you know, you might have to deal with bloods. You have to deal with
enemies. Some Don Moos. I don't have a problem with all the Don Moos. Just a little Don Moos around my area. But, you know, Don Moos everywhere else, Compton, different places. They're not my enemies. They further out. I love different Don Moos.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So let's say you get a movie role one day, right? You got a big movie because I believe you are going to make them M's, brother.
Oh, I show him.
I believe you are, and I know you're going to have them opportunities. So what happens when the opportunity comes when it's a dude that's on the set that may be from Hoover somewhere? Can you work with
him? Is he actively chipping my homeboys, or has he retired?
Oh, no, he retired. He
retired?
Yeah.
He ain't got my hood busted out and whacked out in his face, does he?
Oh, no, he ain't got none of that.
All right, well, Kev could work. I'm going to work, but I'm still going to watch Kev. Which one of your homeboys is picking you up?
So you don't think y'all could possibly become friends?
Fuck a friend. I don't need friends.
You don't need friends?
Hell no.
Okay.
We could work, though, Kev. Kev not active. But other than that, I ain't deal nothing with them niggas.
Are you feeling comfortable with all the shit that's going on? Like I said, you know, you from the streets, neighborhood, you know, we live different lives.
I love it, and I represent it, and I love this shit with a passion, cuz. It started off, I'm not going to lie to you, through the gangbang, it was like, goddamn, it's a little different. I was just, and then, you know, once I finally, you know, got my whole shit blasted with the Hoover Killer tatted on me, I ain't even going to lie to you, cuz. Those 5 days, cuz, I couldn't sleep that night. Because now I'm trying to figure out, everybody going to know. Motherfucker, I am, but I'm never gonna know their face. And I had to realize, I had to wake up like, damn, cuz, this is reality. I need to do something with this shit. My uncle, on her little in here from Six Salt, cuz, was like, cuz, he told me, like, nigga, now it's time, you gotta do something. Because you know you can't get a job. You're a target now. He told me, he said, now you gotta do something. And I said, cuz, you right. And then from then on, you know, it seemed like it took a few times going in and out the county jail fighting the enemies and, you know, on the main line, they're like, oh, cuz, real. You know, it's your reputation.
Yeah, because this gonna be 10 times harder for you than a regular cat that's
in
the street.
I was in prison, right? I was talking with the counselor, and she seen me. She was a black lady with a big old juicy fat ass. I fuck her in her coochie and asshole. She was sexy, on hood she was. And she told me, she said, sir, you're not inferior life with those tattoos? I said, no, because I love it and I represent them. She said, well, sir, he's going to general population. Let's go. But she when I came home from prison, she made sure probation, everybody, hey, make sure this motherfucker goes and sees the mental people.
Right.
At least once a week or call in and tap in with them. Because they're like, there's something not right with Cub.
So they thought that you was probably mentally challenged?
I'm not mentally ill or nothing.
He said nothing.
No. I'm Crip smart.
That's right.
He said he's very conscious.
If I was really mentally ill and fucked off, I would have been dead already. Crip.
My nigga said I'm Crip smart. Don't play.
You know, because,
that's right.
You know, for us, because we don't do interviews on this show. We have conversations. Yeah. We just kick it, right?
Yeah.
So one of the things, you know, I'm doing my research on you and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I said, this man is not crazy at all. I think what you do is very deliberate, bro.
I'm smart as a motherfucker. I'm still living.
There you go. Shit.
You know, I love my hood, and, you know, it's just fucked the other side, and I really gangbang. That's about it. I'm smart.
You know what I think the thing is about the internet, man? I think it's a whole bunch of people on there that is real smart that know how to get attention. Because if I came on here, like A said the best one day, if we talked about bringing roses to people's mamas and donating money to the school, that'd be cool, but that's not exciting. People don't want to hear that shit.
They do, if I did it.
Yeah, but your situation, people are intrigued about who Crip Mac is. And
I got a good heart. I help people.
So,
you know what I'm saying? But I do realize, like I said, with the tattoos and the path I chose, how to gangbang and go, cuz. You could live or you could die out here. You could do life in prison, you could do a little time. You got to stay solid with this shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's just how it goes.
You know, that's why I wanted to give a different
Crip smart.
Definitely.
For sure. That's why, you know, especially as you, because see, when I look at you, I don't see a Crip. I see a young man.
I'm a Crip.
You a Crip.
Well, you listen don't see a young man. I'm a Crip.
Listen to what I'm saying, like, though, bro.
Said, nigga,
yeah, you a Crip.
He said, nigga, I'm a Crip, nigga. Don't see a young man. See a Crip, nigga. You know what it is. You know what it is still.
I'm a Crip, man. I'm a Crip.
Yeah. Listen.
Goddamn Crip.
Listen to what I'm saying, though, bro.
You a Crip first.
I'm a Crip.
I'm a Crip first, and all that other shit is second.
Lupe, I like your blue shirt. Come in here. She's a Crip. That's my old English. Thank you, Lupe. Don't slip and fall over.
So you,
oh,
you
goddamn.
So the people out there who, you know, who curious about Crip Mac and who watching your shit on, you know, on social media, you would tell them this is not an act.
No, it ain't an act, cuz it's real. It's real life, you know.
Do me a favor, talking here so they can hear you, bro.
It's real life. It ain't an act, it's real life. This is how it go. Yeah.
So you would tell
I love
somebody
Crippin'.
If somebody was getting into your lifestyle, you would give them a warning first and tell them what it was?
I let them all the time, man. I say, you want to do this? Go ahead and do it. Do it to your full extent. Watch your motherfucking ass and stay alert out here. Don't get chipped. You hear me? And when you go fight that county jail, win, lose, or draw, you got to fight hard, cuz. I'm not the best fighter in the world, cuz, but I hit hard, cuz, to where I know when I could tag a motherfucker real good, cuz, I'm gonna send a message on hood.
For sure. Have you had to sit a lot of demonstrations?
A lot of demonstrations coming home, and especially in the county jail. County jail fire show.
So when you went in county jail, they knew who you was already.
Oh,
they was already
hell
familiar
yeah.
With you.
The hoovers, they was getting other hoovers pulled just so they could fight me. Like this.
Back to back to back, huh?
On hood. I put them in different dorms close. So when we go to, you know, we go to yard. On hood is yard day. All the gangbangers, we go to yard. Because it's a surprise. It's like, we don't know what nigga from what hood out there, cuz, where we going? So if it's me, I go by myself, but there's no homies, cuz, I still go. It'd be a gang of enemies. That, and that's what showed him that a motherfucker ain't no custer, cuz. I see it's a gang of you niggas, but I'm, come on, cuz, let's get it. On Hustlers, I represent Crip. I love Crip. This 55th Street Crip. On hood.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever, cuz honestly, I don't been in L.A. for a long time, dog. I ain't never met no nigga like you before in my life.
No, that's bullshit. You ain't never met a Crip crazy?
Yeah, I tell still.
I know you have.
Yeah,
I know
there's
you got homeboys. Yeah, there's crazy like me.
That's, I was just saying, you know, it's niggas. It's niggas.
I don't miss some wild niggas though. I don't miss some wild niggas.
But what I say
is, I'm a motherfucker that cut. Like if it's on, it's on. It's cracking. It's cracking. I'm crazy.
We all got them homies who are, you know, it's live and die for the neighborhood. I'm like I said, we all got homies who might have got 20 or 25 or more years.
Oh,
and they see in the streets right now. You get me? And the whole mentality was, nigga, this is the hood. Like I said, a lot of us didn't see shit else. It's crazy now, the opportunities that a lot of young niggas from the hood can have. With a lot of shit that
like
gone.
Good old English.
But
good old English, girl.
When I was gangbanging and coming up, nigga, we didn't have to.
Huh?
We didn't have too many. The '80s. We didn't have too many opportunities. You get me? Like, oh, nigga, I'm gonna go start making music, or I'm gonna get on the internet and start
a
podcast.
That's where you grew up at. That's where you gangbanged.
It was just banging for the hood. You didn't know nothing else. Yeah. So it's a lot of opportunities that are presented today for dudes to change the narrative.
A lot of young kids don't want to change it. Their mama's a snood rat. She's a scammer, and she's trash. They just gonna gangbang most of them because they don't respect her.
I mean, but shit, even me at 19, 20, 21, even making records and shit, I still was like, nigga, I'm going to the hood every day. Nothing was greater. You feel me?
Like the hood took me under. That's a hit fucking record.
Because it's the truth. You get me? Like,
let me ask you this.
And that's where you at. You in
from another
you,
hood, I got to shoot the motherfucker.
Is your mentality.
I'm in it to win it, it can't quit. I'm ready to die by this shit.
Your mentality is I'm a hood nigga. You feel me?
See,
his mentality.
Your records created that.
But no, his
records had a lot to do with who you eventually became.
Oh, when I was a kid, I played Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. They gave you a voice on there.
Yeah.
Oh, you was Ryder, right?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Who was a motherfucker?
Yes, indeed.
He looked like he's a little bit.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. That was hard as a motherfucker.
I mean, but see, like, that's the mentality of niggas who, I love the hood. You
I knew a nigga
me?
Who
like,
said he prayed the Crip Jesus. I knew a nigga that said it was a Crip Jesus.
I mean, Crip Jesus raps. Coupe. Crip Jesus raps.
I see the nigga saying that shit though. But that's some of the mentality from dudes who feel like the hood is everything.
Yeah, like
there's nothing
bear,
greater. There's nothing greater.
Mama Bear, they're Christians, right?
Right.
I'm a Christian. Pretty much, I do believe there's a guy, cub. I'm a Crip, cub.
That's
My
right.
My best friend is Blue Devil. Ah! And evil. Ah! Am I right, Luper?
That's right, my nigga.
Figures,
day.
It snaps.
Man, see, hey, this was your music. This was your music influence, dog.
Shit, I love it.
Can't fuck it, baby, stretch.
Fuck it. You know, that's what it is.
So let me ask you this. So you didn't listen to nothing but gangster shit coming up, I assume, huh?
Just gangbanging music, man. It came up with, of course, my era, like early 90s as a baby. You know,
did you fuck with Tupac?
Dog Dub. See, I like Five Pac, huh? I like Five Pac. Hell yeah. If I live and die in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we try to fatten our pockets.
Now, did you fuck with, like, because I know you so into Crippin', man. Did you fuck with the Mac-10s of the world or the,
I live it like this. Costco is from Mac-10's hood. That motherfucker's a custer. That clown with them fucking dreads, I'll pull his dreads out and slap the shit out of him. Now, Mac-10, I don't know, cuz. You hear me? But he's a Damu from there, and I meet him. You know, I say, what's happening, kid? I wanted to know, is he Samoan like myself? He looks kind of, is he Samoan?
I don't think Mac.
You know what? I think Mac all black. Being he actually a good friend of mine. He told me Mac is actually just black. He's black. Yeah.
Mac-10 look like Baby Snaps, my big homie in prison. Baby Snaps and Mac-10, they look like they like twins, don't they? Look back.
Mac-10 definitely looked like he got some Samoan in him or some probably Hispanic.
That's what I
like
thought.
He might
probably
be half
Hispanic
black.
Then.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought he was Samoan though, but I'm like, he's short and just fat. I'm like, I ain't seen a Samoan. That's Samoan.
No, Mac ain't that fat no more.
No, Mac has slimmed down.
Yeah, he'll slim down a whole lot.
Yeah.
Shout out Mac 10 now.
For sure. That's my people.
A great Don Moo, right?
Yeah, that's my people, definitely.
Yeah, shout him out.
Yeah, man. What is you doing to push the line with your music, man? Because you got to take advantage of this popularity.
I'm doing a lot of great music. I'm waiting on China Mac to put some shit fight together. Lupe has some people that's going to put some shit fight together. ODM Slim's helping me with some different little things also. So I'm just putting everything fight together.
Yeah, for sure. We ain't going to see no rap beef with no Crip Mac, is we?
No. If it's, I don't think it's any rap beef recently. Not that I know of.
Mm.
It might have. I don't know.
Yeah, you know the one thing, though, man, like I said, you so out there with your Crippin' dog.
I love my Crippin'.
You go out there and ain't nothing wrong with that.
I love my goddamn Crippin'.
Because you know what it is and you being real. You being true with yourself.
It's sad, though, cuz. I go in the county jail, come up my shirt, cuz. Five Crip. It's Crip Mac. It's hashtag destruction on neighborhood Crip. Wherever the fuck I'm at. On hood, I love everything with Crippin'. Let's get it. On Hustigen, if you beat me up real bad and I go home, cuz, I'm going to chip your homeboys. Real fucking Crip. I'm not going to take no loss, hood.
That's right.
I love Crippin'. Kenny, you love Crippin'? Yes,
that's
she
right.
does. Yes!
See, when you're doing your thing.
You have the right podcast.
For sure.
When you're doing your thing out there, man, because eventually, you know, you being a rapper, you go do shows.
Right.
You ain't gonna let the.
I did some Crip walking at Drewski's show, but it was not a con. I didn't do a concert though. A few days ago.
But like that's what I'm saying. You become a rapper and you're getting out there and you're doing shows. You're going to other places.
Yeah.
Like I said, the mentality of some dudes who see you and you representing hard and you five this
I
and five that.
So like a motherfucker. YG didn't even say cut name was YG. He banged his hood now because you fight me like oh. All right, kid, like, I understand you feel covered. But my name is Crip Mac. My rap name, all the other shit, it's Crip Mac. I got put on the hood. I was Infant Crip Mac. You find me, I'm Crip Mac.
Right.
C-Mac. I'm hood.
So you're not worried about confrontations or...
I mean, if there's confrontations. We either go fight. If it gets more than fights, well, guess what? Come meet me outside.
Right.
On hood. If it's Mickey and Tricky, on hood, play ball, get cracking, motherfucker.
There's none of that, man. Go get security because this
ain't
nigga's
none of that
tripping.
Shit, cause you want to get cracking, we going to get cracking. I'm Crippin' real life. Make sure I wrap that blue rag around when I smoke a motherfucker. I keep it 55th Street. I love gangbanging. Lupe, do I love gangbanging?
What are you... So what's your feeling about motherfuckers who feel like... it's a bad example you doing because you out there. You out there. You know, kids.
Bad example. I love the kids. I feed the homeless. I help people. I love people. Come on, Crip. You know, but with the gangbanging, I'm just going to keep my gangbanging real. Mm-hmm. You know? I got to keep it real. I got
it. Well, you know, the thing is, you being truthful with what it is that you do.
And I love everything I do. I love Crippin'. Lupe, I love Crippin'.
He love fucking Crippin'. You understand me?
I love this shit. You know?
So.
You gotta think, if we had more gangbangers that gave a fuck about gangbanging like me, a lot of niggas' hoods would have a lot of money right now. Niggas would have shit going on. You know what I'm saying? They would really see activated. Literally. Like, everybody.
Now, just imagine.
A lot of people don't give a fuck like I give a fuck about it.
Now, picture this scenario, though.
Last thing. Me seeing the youngest, like I said, of all my cousins as different Crips, I had to make something out of something, yeah. Because I'm the youngest. Every time I go places, I'm still the baby. I'm still the youngest. Everybody else is on hood from 35 and older. My other cousin, he's 31, 32, a couple years older. Everybody else is older. All my other Crip cousins, they all Crips. I'm the youngest. You see what I'm saying? Mm. As far as growing the egg, growing up, I'm the youngest.
And you're possibly the most successful person in your family.
I'm the most successful. No hood I am. Mm. Mama Bear's successful also. Her and her husband have millions. Yeah. Oh, keep it fishy fish tree, right, Lupe? And they feed the homeless still. Lupe, no. But yeah. Oh,
that's all. How long you and Lupe been down?
Me and Lupe never had sex. I never fucked her in a coochie and ass. Lupe is my friend.
Lupe's the home girl.
She's the home girl.
The home girl.
She's the home
she
girl.
She look out for you.
Oh, yeah. Lupe cares about
you. Do you have any children?
Not that I know of. I'm going to get somebody's DNA test.
You got to get you some DNA test?
Yeah, I gotta got to make sure. I'll probably have at least, if I do, I have one baby maybe. And or two, and the baby mamas probably hate me so much, and they just
she don't like you.
Yeah, cause that's cause always you, like that sometimes because it didn't work or
cause you just too hood. You just too hood with it.
A 5-night stand, where you're 5 nights in the Motel 5,
and then it's over with.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, bro. When you do have children,
yeah,
and your son is 9 or 10 years old, and he come to you and say,
I want to be from 55th Street.
I want to be from 55th Street.
Well, at least you told me, motherfucker, you don't want to be from Hoover. I would never disown you. Now, you want to see from 55th Street, I'm going to let you know, hey, look, this is a rough life. You could get killed. You could do life in prison. Anything can happen with
what this
shit.
What if he said he want, what if his influences and he hanging with kids and all of a sudden he want to claim Hoover or he want to claim blood?
Well, if he want to claim me a Hoover, I'm just on cutting the baby mama. Since why you got this motherfucker living over here in this duplex on Figueroa? What the fuck you doing? Selling pussy on the side to these niggas over here? You got my son claiming cup from over there? Well, hey, look, little nigga, I'm just on you. I'm going to keep it 55th straight.
And that's real.
I'm going to keep it 55th straight.
So you just cut him off?
I'm just going to disown cut.
I think you say that now, bro, but when you look at your son,
I noticed you just different OGs you probably met that actually have sons from enemy hoods. That shit is hurtful as a motherfucker, ain't it?
Mm.
That's like a spit in the face. That's like you burning my blue rag in front of me, nigga. I'm not going to fuck with you. I'm going to disown you, hood.
So you will influence your kid to, if he want to claim his set.
If he already getting put on, I mean, there's nothing I can do. Mm. You stay the fuck away from me. Don't contact me, cuz. Your fucking mama was selling pussy on Figueroa.
Still with
she
you.
Was selling
what pussy about on you, Figueroa. Still? What if Chris wanted to claim a hood? What would you do?
Man, I'm thank God my son didn't claim nothing, man.
But what if he wanted to be like, you know, Crip Mac, nigga?
You know what I would tell him? I would say
you
it's
know, a... what about?
No, listen to this.
Old school fight.
Listen to this, bro. This is what I would tell him. I would say, man, you enter into a rough life.
Rough.
You're going into a rough life. What odds are, you're going to wind up dead or in jail.
Definitely.
Life in prison, mm-hmm. Or you could just constantly stay in the county jail and fight a life sentence and get your ass beat every motherfucking day. It is that serious in jail.
The lifestyle ain't no joke. It's no joke. The lifestyle.
Side after I squabble the enemies, we all black, so we got to play cool, right? But I'm steadily watching every day when new niggas come in. I didn't know where these niggas from. What time we going to program under these motherfucking stairs, and we're going to get it in. I want to look. And that's it. I'm going to wrap my hands. I'm going to take my shirt off. Let's get this shit out the way on Neighborhood Crip. Your reputation is everything. It's fucking everything. Mm. You know? Your respect is everything. Mm. You go in a fight and fight a nigga twice the size of Debo and get beat up real bad. Even go fight a hospital in the county jail or anywhere else, cut, they still gonna respect you. Because a lot of niggas ain't gonna fight, cut. They gonna press that button and get the fuck up out of there. Mm. It's a respect thing with this gangbang.
In this day and age, does money get you respect?
Money don't get a motherfucker no respect. Niggas, how much work you put in gets you respect. If you a gangbanger, how much work you put in? You could see a motherfucker with a lot of increments cutting a custer and ain't putting in no work by the hood, and niggas would disown your motherfucking ass. It's what you do fight a turf as far as with the gangbanging. But everybody plays their parts, like some homies tell me. But I have realized, it's the truth. I've got put on the hood. It's homies that. When I got put on, didn't respect me like they do now since I've been really gangbanging. When I got put on when I was younger, you see what I'm saying? But over the years, after gangbanging, really playing ball, cut, it was a respect time. And I realized I was talking with Baby Stretch, Normandy at BS yesterday, and Cut was telling me the same thing. Like, Like, cuz some of the homies didn't even respect cuz until cuz was doing this shit. But that's just how it is, cuz some motherfuckers ain't never gonna respect you, cuz we got dead homies. If you ain't putting niggas in the grave, five of these motherfuckers we love. And that's just how it is. MC8, am I lying?
No, that's the mentality.
That's Compton's most wanted right there.
That's the mentality.
When the Taliban banned music in Afghanistan, millions were plunged into silence. Radios were smashed, cassettes burned. You could be beaten or jailed or killed for breaking the rules. And yet, Afghans did it anyway. This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and let me ask you a question, because these questions I'm asking you ain't exactly my opinion. I'm coming from the stance of what the world is going to ask you. You know, somebody that's not familiar at all with gangbanging, right? So to the cat that's listening to you, and the mama that's listening to you in Chicago right now, somebody in Norman, Oklahoma.
Shout out Oklahoma.
They may be listening right now and say, oh, my God. I never wanted my kids to be around no Crips. You know what I mean?
Well, then your kids don't got to hang with Crips. Let your kids hang with different people.
So I'm going to go back to this question again.
I'm a Crip. I'm a Crip. I feed the homeless also. I do great things also.
Well, being a Crip don't necessarily make you a bad person.
No, it never will.
Never?
Never will. Never.
You know, Glasses got that philosophy, too. I should have called, dude. But anyway.
I've had Glasses a few times at T-Fly's house.
You know, Glasses feels like Glasses this.
Malone.
He feels like the Crips are an organization, just like the Elks Club. He said, just like the Elks Club, just like you got these different organizations.
7th Street Watch.
Yeah, 7th Street Watch.
I was just in a county jail with their homeboy, Herbo. I got a gang of time, Colonel Hood, real gangbanger. Nigga fighting and everything. Young nigga.
Yeah?
Yeah, see Herbo on Hood. Real Crip. Real Crip.
How many times you done been in jail already?
I ain't even counted no more. Lupe, have you counted yet? Lupe hasn't counted either. Since I've known her about free cover, see, probably like altogether 10, because I was doing a lot of violations in and out of that motherfucking lot.
Mm.
It got normal, though, because I realized I know what to expect when I get in that motherfucker. I already know what
so
to
expect.
So
do you think...
Well, you know what to expect, cuz. Just get your shit out the way on Crip.
Since you've been...
If you don't, they're going to try to do you like a six.
Since you...
That's what nigga don't want.
Since you built your platform,
taking your stove and shit, cuz fuck that.
Do you notice the difference from when you first started going get locked up to now, like with the internet and all that?
Yeah, cuz I'm hood.
Are you feeling like with the internet and social media, anytime you go to jail, your popularity has risen.
A lot of different people want to fight, they go fight on neighborhood Crip. I'm proud of my Crip, and I love my Crip, and I love gangbang.
So niggas want to call you out and fight you because
I do it.
Yeah.
I do it. I'm not going to hesitate. Come on, neighborhood Crip. I'm going to gash you. I'm going to try to hurt you real bad on hood. Let's get this.
Because I don't heard you say a couple of times, I don't heard you challenge niggas to line it up. I don't heard you challenge cats to go box to step in that ring.
Yeah. A lot of people don't want to do this shit. They don't even come through.
Cause
so I'm thinking maybe we should just start doing some Kimbo slice shit and get some big increments. I'll do fist fighting. I don't give a fuck.
You know where they do that at? You know the homies at Coin Academy, they got boxing over there. They got the ring out there, and they cast be out there getting it in.
Yeah, because in the county jail, you know how it is.
Yeah.
They probably ain't been in about 55 years. But look. Yeah.
He said, man, like, it's been long. We just 90 years old or something.
Yeah, it's long.
No, he's about 55.
Huh? He represents it. I'm not that old. Yeah, I'm around 51, 52.
Oh, so yeah. You and Dub C about the same age.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I just talked with Corrupt. I think Corrupt's about 50.
You're around that age.
He look a little older, though, Corrupt. Yeah, he do. That's the look right there.
Yeah, you know what, though, man? The thing is, it's a lot of opportunities out there to make money. So if you could box any one person right now, who would you run that fade with?
Well, I'm going to beat Blueface's face. I want to whoop his scrawny, light-skinned ass. I want to bust his fucking face open.
You know, I heard Blueface used to be a ball player. I heard he used to be a ball player. He might have some athleticism.
Nah, fuck his ball playing. My ball playing is what it's about.
Yeah, he used to play football.
He used to play football. I played real quarterback football. Too. I play ball.
You play murder ball. You play murder ball.
Come on, cuz. I play ball, nigga. Crap.
Yeah, so you said Blueface. Who else?
Cuz they want to act hard, cuz. D-Lok, nigga, let me beat the fuck out of cuz. I'll fight cuz. I don't need good crap. Don't try to think I'm a customer or a sucker, fool. That's what you don't want to do. I don't need good crap.
He said he ready for it. He said he want all of that.
And fuck it, if you can make some money, then fuck it. Why not?
They bring increments with it. They not. They want to do it free. Can I do it free, nigga? My respect is everything.
That's how you feel about it.
Hustlers, yeah. Let's just do this shit on hood.
Like I try to tell niggas, money don't get you respect. It ain't all about money.
No, it don't.
No, not at all, because I knew a whole bunch of cats that got money and had no respect.
How many people that snake their friends to get a lot of increments? A lot of people do. Mm-hmm.
They do, man. You know what? I'm going to have to try to
see. And a lot of women, a lot of women are snakes also. Yeah.
What you say, Steel?
I said, I'm going to try to set that boxing matches up.
Yeah, you got the hand
right
at it.
Boxing,
yeah.
Man, that's not going to scam us.
Get it cracking.
Oh, no, it's, you know, I'm talking about going over there with Mark and them.
Hey.
Over to the Coin Academy.
Make some bread, shit.
Make some bread. See that, you know, the thing is, man, believe it or not, you have a lot more honor than a lot of these people to talk about they got honor.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's saying what he going to do, and I've never seen him change his stance up. He's
no,
always,
I don't.
He's always in
care. I stand on my cripping. I do my cripping. I love cripping. It's cripping. It's five ever crip.
He's like what we say when we was talking about, you know, you gotta ride it out. You mm-hmm. can't be just for what we say. You just can't be for TV.
I've had some rough times in Wayside and County Jail.
But you
I ride it out, bro.
When you decide, like, nigga, this is what I do, I'm not gonna
and
turn.
I love everything about it.
I'm gonna ride this shit out
about
like
this shit.
Now, what you think?
I'm gonna ride this shit out. Whatever, fuck it.
Yeah,
you get me?
That's what
some people
doing.
Think I'm mentally ill. No, I just love this shit.
No, hey, I know what I'm doing. You get me?
So I want to ask my music question real quick.
I'm
going
a
back
very
to music,
smart man.
What do you think about this? Because you notice the female rappers is blowing up nowadays. The Sukihanas and the Big Reds and all of them. What you think about them?
Sukihana's a faggot. She wants to eat a boy's asshole. If she try to eat my asshole, I'm going to kill her like a snoop. I'm a smoker, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
I don't play them type of games.
So you don't listen to Sukihana?
No, a lot of girls listen to that Pound Town, all that old
right,
shit.
Right,
right. Lyrics cut. Lyrics like, you did what? With Cuh? If Cuh was a gangbanger, we got to put Cuh off. Oh, look, Cuh got to go, Cuh. That jet shit, Cuh. Fuck that shit, Cuh.
So you think somebody to get their booty licked, you think that's gay?
That's one for sexual. I'm just going to keep it 50-50.
Oh, my God.
I ain't going to lie to you, fool. Hell no.
That's it. Who's a Pound Town? Sukihana. What's her other name? Big Red. What's the girl that say my coochie pink and my booty old brown?
So basically, you're not with them lyrics. You're not
we're
down
not
with
them
lyrics.
Lyrics.
How do you how you feel about them? They trying to get their bag. That's what it's about.
I just had a girl I was dealing with, cuz that all of a sudden she's a rap star and some old shit. And never had a career, never did shit in her life, but live with her fucking sister that I want to fuck her whole life. Been living with her sister, her and her kids, been living on the sister's couch. Ain't never had shit in her whole fucking life. Well, all of a sudden, she's a rapper now. Old hood after the fame knowing me. Like, where the fuck this come from, sis? Living a five-time life. You know? And shit, she don't make it in this life right now. She gonna go back and live with her sister. The sister I want to fuck. Juicy, I love Juicy. Juicy, I love you, cuz.
Is that the come up? Is that the female come up right now?
Yeah.
Let me go. You know, rap about some ass licking and all that
that's
shit.
That's all they do. Yeah, that's it. I'll go find a nigga, cuz that blew up around the world, cuz, and try to play like something going with y'all, cuz, while you playing games. Oh, just any shit that put it on their kids that they ain't doing it in their ears, cuz, don't give a fuck about their kids, old crip. That's just how it is, cuz.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I just can't wait.
Life goes on like Tupac say, right?
You know what I wanted to ask? What I wanted to ask you was
legendary five pack.
What I wanted to ask you was this, bro. You seem like you're getting your management in order. You got China Mac.
I got China Mac. Got King Five Fingers. I got Lupe on the side.
Who is King Five Fingers?
You meet King Five Fingers. That's my homeboy. He's a lope.
Yo, he from your neighborhood?
55th Street.
You're getting a lot of opportunities now?
I got a lot of opportunities to do different things with different people. Now that they see China Mac's in charge of a lot of people, they try to lowball, but China Mac don't let it happen.
Okay.
China Mac knows so much about contracts and industry and shit. Because he was an artist. See what I'm saying? He raps mm-hmm. still. But now he just does his own little shit. Has his own YouTube, his own corporation, all that shit.
He does stuff.
I appreciate Cut living in L.A. with me and Lupe. He lives with us, right, Lupe? In L.A., and he's helping us. Right, Lupe?
It's different now that the hustle has changed from being on the streets trying to sell dope to podcasts. And
yeah. Well, when I was younger, I would grind with the older homies, cuz the work and shit on Western. I I sure the fuck did.
Is this
nifty increments?
Is this grind more harder?
This grind's a lot more increments. At least 1,000 damn near a day.
It's a lot better. It's better than being on the block.
Hell yeah.
Now, have you had any opportunities to work with any brands or different sponsors yet?
Well, Lupe was trying to get something fired together. China Max trying, but not so much as we need.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, bro, when you start dealing with the brands, it's a lot different, man. Like, you know, like even how you're drinking the Old English on the show now.
I love this Old English.
If it would have been any other brand, see, Miller manufactures that. Miller. We have a sponsorship with them, so it ain't no problem, right?
You and y'all sponsor y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you ain't sponsor. Drinking, cuz. We're cuz.
I know.
Man, we get Miller by the cases, though.
Where's cuz at?
Man, shoot, said, where you see that at? Man back there that's filming this stuff? He usually drinks, suck all that shit down.
Since you drink all the Miller, can you save me up?
He drink all Miller up. I'm going to start telling us, hey, put us a box of that Old English in there, too. Put us a box of the Old English.
Ice cold Old English.
Ice cold.
I got to do is put it in the fridge right,
Kyle. They're sent to your house. But what I was going to tell you, when you start dealing with them sponsors and brands,
yeah,
like Miller may come to you and say, hey, we love who you are, be who you going to be, but we don't want you to say nothing no more about these people. How you going to handle that then? They cut you a check.
Don't say shit about them people. Just pay me like y'all need to pay me, Kel. Crap.
And I'm quiet on the set. Exactly.
You be cool, quiet on the set.
Me and Baby Snap Sally.
Okay, that's all I wanted to make sure of, because you are definitely going to have some people that want to not necessarily tell you what to do. Yeah,
that's what people do, though. You know, people want to exploit and get shit done, and it's always a lane for people to take the creative shit that you create and run with it.
A love relationship that hurts you so bad, it just makes you more ruthless and more hateful.
Oh, you don't got your heart broke before?
Oh, five many times now, huh, Lupe? Lupe, you better not laugh, you motherfucker. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm not buying you chicken tonight. You're going to starve at the studio.
Not getting that chicken.
Yeah, at least five times, literally.
What was the worst thing that happened
to you? That must have been a nifty number. Maybe that's why it needed to happen. It's five times.
When the Taliban banned music in Afghanistan, millions were plunged into silence. Radios were smashed, cassettes burned. You could be beaten or jailed or killed for breaking the rules. And yet, Afghans did it anyway. This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the worst thing that's gonna happen to you so far?
Oh my goodness! Well, it's been put out millions of times. Well, this time was the last cut. It was the worst. So it was the worst. It's just so you can't trust nobody. You need to learn people's backgrounds about their lives before you fuck with them.
Your DMs filling up with females.
Daddy chip. I can't trust fucking with her. Mm. Yeah, her people told me, cuz. I'm like, fuck. Cuz. It all made sense then. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that alone, cuz. I'm crap.
You ate it, ass. You ate it.
You getting DMs from females?
I fuck them. I fuck another female. What, every other night? Every night, Lupe? Yeah, I meet them. We go somewhere like Wingstop. No, seriously, it's just some random Mexican lady.
I like Wingstop.
Yeah, they there. They work there. They're right there. They're all fat ass. Tell her come to the nice room.
You famous, you popping just like a rapper now, man. You got the bras in your DMs, dog.
I'm not a rapper.
So you getting that gangbang celebrity now.
They love me.
Do you think, man, let me ask you this. Do you frequent out of town yet? You been out of town yet?
No, I just stay around the inner city of LA area. Yeah.
You gotta get out of town, man. You gotta go.
I gotta
hit.
See. Let's do this fairly, so we stay out of jail, sir.
You gotta hit Dallas. You gotta hit Houston. You gotta hit Atlanta.
I'm thinking about New York, Florida.
Yeah, you'll be there definitely.
Something like that, you know. Florida.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of interest.
There's a lot of increments I can make anywhere around the world.
There's a lot of interest to get you on their shows. People want to talk to you, holler.
Yeah,
I bet they do. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Lupe wants to interview the Booty Warrior from the Boondocks. I told her, we might get over a million views. But I told her, I said, Lupe, he might want your ass. So you better watch out.
Well, the Booty Warrior, I heard he was married now. He said, man, he's married now. But he said his wife.
A man or a woman?
He's a man, the Booty Warrior.
Mm. She accepts her? Well, probably because of the increments he's making.
Well, you know,
right
he
now.
Said he did.
He has his own clothing line now. It says, I want you and I need you. I sent it this morning. And people are buying his clothes. This man's going to get rich.
For real?
He's on a podcast. He got I want you. I need your shirt. He's got fans and shit saying, hey, I'm going to buy my girlfriend that shirt. I'm going to buy myself that shirt. I want you and I need you. But Cuz said that if you watch the Boondocks, Cuz talk about a man's asshole.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
People are really sponsoring this shit. That is crazy.
Well, I don't think nobody's.
So the world is a sick place.
Man, the world's fucked up now.
It's a sick place.
It's been.
Back in your day, somebody like that came out of prison for fucking boys doing weird shit like that. They would have put Cub back in jail. This motherfucker got his own podcast. He got his own clothing line.
He's
blowing up in the world.
Today is
crazy.
It's a different time. It's a different time we live in today.
That's what did it.
It's a different time, man.
Yeah, it was. The Boondocks made him famous.
Lupe, you still want to interview him?
How hard is it for you, man, to do that all the time, to put the fives where the, everything
that's
is at?
That's just a nifty 50. That's how I talk, though.
That's just natural.
That's natural. I got other homeboys like Baby Western, Lil Scrap, Big Scrap. We put fives and shit. The homie Hoodster Rick Rock from 5-5. You know? Chicken Wing does some fives in his Chicken Wing talk on hood.
It's no different from when I, you know, jail for everything. You know, once you get used to that being incorporated and shit, it just come natural.
Hell yeah! So you ain't been out. So you haven't done the whole New York thing yet, huh?
I've never been yet.
Hmm.
I wait on China Mac and everything get approved. Properly.
Yeah, you'll start doing. He gonna start doing.
You gonna start doing that?
China Mac's from New York. Yeah, you know how much? China Mac has so much increments I can make out there if I get out there.
Yeah.
China Mac's from there.
I'm gonna put you up on some game right now, though, because I noticed a lot of people on the West Coast are really, like, they all about the video, right? They all about their YouTube, right? You know what makes more money? You know what makes the most money?
OnlyFans.
Well, OnlyFans is great. Audio makes the most money.
Oh, audio.
Still, you need your OnlyFans, man. They
man,
make
I don't need
the
no,
most
I,
money.
I don't want no OnlyFans, man. They're not ready to see all this up here yet. They're not ready to see all this up here yet. You know
this
what? I'm gonna tell you who's making some money though. Everybody
Snoop
been
Dogg.
Snoop Dogg and everybody
I
been.
I got a Jack in the Box meal.
Oh yeah,
you had it.
No, I ain't had it yet. Come on, try it.
You got to get that shit.
Jack in the Box.
They got a brownie in that motherfucker every day.
Let me ask you this, Crip Mac.
They got a brownie in that motherfucking everything.
Yeah, they do.
Let me ask you this.
That late night.
Lupe, you got to get him that late night Jack in the Box meal.
Let me ask you this, Crip Mac. What would your Jack in the Box meal be?
If I had it.
Yeah, what would the 5-5 meal be?
Yeah, some 5-5s, cut, have 5 pieces of chicken. We also got to eat healthy, cut. Let's put a piece of fish, or let's go ahead and put a nice tuna sandwich on the side. We're going to have Crip blueberry pie on us. Just some all Crip blue juice. There's no other choice you can get. Get your Crip blue juice to go with it.
Oh, well, they can get
no. As a kid, it's a toy of Crip Mac or Lupe or Isaac Mac.
Okay, get you a little Crip Mac toy. Get you a little 5-5 Crip Mac toy.
Oh,
or a little flag or something.
You on the number 5.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. The nifty
you order that still? It's got some healthy shit in there.
Oh,
for
yeah.
You might mess with it.
My nigga said, he going to give you some 5 pieces of motherfucking chicken.
Yeah.
And a slice of Crip pie, nigga.
Yeah.
Blueberry Crip pie, blueberry.
And you get you a blueberry smoothie, nigga.
Yes.
You on deck.
And you get a toy.
Yeah, you get a toy,
Lupe,
nigga. You get
or
look.
Isaac Mac.
Who is
get
Isaac?
The, look,
that's
huh?
The baby. That's a little baby. That's
look,
my grandson.
You get to stick the Crip Mac face, nigga, on your antenna, nigga. That
yes.
Motherfucker shaking yes. While you rolling around.
That's legendary.
Nigga, stop playing.
Have all that, man. You know what? I can see you actually doing all that shit, though, man.
We can make it happen. We got to find the right people to do it.
You know what, man? Because I'm going to tell you, man, a lot of people sleep on that, though, dog. But the audio, that's why you got to go out there to New York, man. They got some really big podcasts out there, man. Like, what's Charlamagne shit? The Brilliant Idiots. You got to go on the Brilliant mm-hmm. Idiots. I'm gonna try to set that up for you, man. You go in there and sit with them.
Definitely.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, we like to present opportunities to niggas who you know.
I appreciate it.
Come from the lifestyle. Who trying to you know and that's what I tell people about the Gangster Chronicles.
This neighborhood, bro. Everywhere she goes, Crips.
That's what we do. We try to bring this. We try to give people platforms who trying to make something.
Oh yeah, try to make some increments on hood.
Make some increments and show people, you know, the different side.
How to help shit.
Different side of them. You know what I'm saying? People get one perspective when they can't really, you know, when they don't get a chance to talk to you or speak to you, ask you questions. They just automatically assume shit. So this is a way we get to let people know who Crip Mac is. They get to hear you, get to hear about yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can tell people straight up without it being no bullshit. You know what
Hell
I'm saying?
Yeah.
All day.
And you for sure got it, man. I can't wait to see what happens because you ain't been out the country yet either, huh?
No, hell no.
What's the first place you want to go when you get a chance?
I'm going to go to Brazil and fuck some of those anal whores in their assholes. And then Dominican Republic, fuck some of them whores out there.
You want to do a lot of fucking, huh?
Look, I'm going to keep it 50-50 with you. Lupe, what's the two things? Just keep it 46 for you, Lupe, right?
Hey, talk to Mike.
Come here, Lupe. Talk. What are the two things I think about all day and every day? She gonna tell you the truth. A lot of people say I'm really mentally ill. What do I think about all day, every day? It's two fucking things.
Sex and Kenny Stewart.
Seriously, that's all I think about every day. Some people
sex
say
what was the second one?
Sex and killing Hoovers. Some people say it's a mental issue, though. On hood. That's all I think about, cuz.
I mean, hey.
And of course, my music and making extra increments.
Yeah, dude. Now, when did you first realize you was popping online? What was the first thing?
Well, when they seen your tattoo, they said, oh my gosh, and the LA street gangs, once they got a picture of it, it hit a million views. So I came out with a thing, and I told them, I said, hey, look, motherfuckers say, I'm never gonna have a good shit. I'm never going to have a good job. I'm never going to mouth five shit. I'm going to let you know like this. It's 5-5 Crip. It ain't never coming off. I'm going to go to county jail. I'm going to fight. I'm always going to fight. I go to prison and I have to burn it off. It ain't never coming off. It's Crip Mac. It's Hoover Killer Destruction from 5-5 Crip. And it was a viral fucking video that tore the whole world up. And they start seeing me coming in and out the county jail. They're like, oh, cut, not playing. This is really the motherfucker cut in. But he seems like a comedian. Well, you think I'm funny. Keep thinking I'm funny. I am a comedian. That's just what I am, sir. Yes. On hood.
And so it was cracking from there, because I saw the other day. So that one dude ain't your pops then?
Hell no, that's not. That gay-looking motherfucker. You see his little gay little prison hoops in his ear?
Where he come from? Just out of nowhere?
I'm from Indiana, cuz.
He just came out of the blue and said he was
out of nowhere, because he got my eyes. We got the same eyes. Like, oh, see how he wraps his red rag? He puts it like mine. He goes.
Is this some internet shit?
Yeah, just an internet motherfucker, a clickbaiter, a snitch. He told on Bobby. They got paperwork on cut. 1090 Jake's got paperwork on the fake Crip Mac dad. Cut told on Bobby.
So he's the fake Crip Mac. Can you imagine, dog, a Nick just come out and say, yeah, I'm MCH's daddy?
MCH, what you going to do to cut? You going to
shit people. Fuck out of cut, huh? A lot of people, you got to look at it like he looking at the motherfucking potential. He looking at a motherfucker.
Well, guess what? People really recognize him now. He got 5 minutes off me.
He's looking at the potential. You know, that's just like a motherfucking daddy who leave home when you a kid. Nigga, you star football player getting ready to get the NFL contract. And next thing you know, the nigga pop up out the woodwork. I'm Steele's real dad. And I'm the one who was... Nigga looking at it like payday or looking at it like shit. Yeah, I can get me some fame off of this shit.
Yeah, he said dude got famous off of him.
I mean,
he told me his YouTube's nature verified.
Yeah,
he's making a couple thousand a month now.
Who's gonna come out and say it ain't? But besides Crip Mac
and my mama,
and,
came
you
out,
know, and now you got
my
the
pops cut on play on the internet.
Now you just got the content, you know, because that's what it's about nowadays. Just about the content of bullshit.
You know what's fucked up about that though, dog, is that motherfuckers believe anything now, dog.
But that's what it's for, though. I'm not supposed to tell you the truth or whether it's the truth or a lie. It's just for me to put it out there. Now
I can get views.
You decipher it for your fucking self if it's real or not. I don't give a fuck. But by the time enough motherfuckers click on here to look, I got 30,000-40,000 in my pocket just off of motherfuckers curious enough to come here and watch this shit of me going, yeah, that's I'm his daddy.
That's crazy, ain't
you? Get me. And motherfuckers go, oh, is it for real? Click, click.
Because you know what, bro, I ain't gonna front. The nigga kind of looked like you a little bit. And I was thinking, I said, well, damn.
And that's all it takes. That's all it takes. You get me? Look at our eyes, motherfucker. We got the same. And that make motherfuckers go just like he just said. I ain't gonna lie, man. He kind of looked like you. So that it's already sold. You get me?
Yeah.
It's already sold.
Everybody's already high off of marijuana, so that's all.
That motherfucking come back with paperwork and oh, it's not true and all that shit. But by that time, who gives a fuck? I done made me some money off this controversy.
Tell you in the way the public is on the internet, they want to keep the lie cracking.
Man, come on, man.
It's more entertaining.
If I can get more views and more clicks and shit from keeping the story going, then that's what it's about. So I don't give a fuck if a nigga believe I'm his daddy or not, nigga. Click on here and listen to the story. Come on here and listen to the story, and I'm going to tell you, nigga. I'm going to put the rag around my neck like him, and I'm going to be like, look at my eyes. Who the fuck to say I'm not his daddy, nigga? Who's to say? He's saying you not his daddy.
My mama said it.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to
keep pushing
views,
this motherfucker. Yep. He already got his views.
I think his shit done fizzled out already a little bit.
And now it's to the point where Boosie and Rick Rock and Rick Ross and them is looking at Cud now.
Yeah. We want to, hey,
see,
for real?
See what I'm saying? So he blew up.
Like I said, all it is curiosity killed the fucking cat.
So this nigga over there fucking with Rick Ross and them?
Well, he talk with them.
Yeah.
Nigga, off of a story. That's it. Still, all y'all got to do is put out some shit, nigga. Go ahead.
This crazy as a motherfucker,
though. 1090 Jake's supposed to man is a snitch. And, you know, 1090 Jake's got millions of subscribers. Guess what? That's a blue cup more. Now, he's over there. It's a blue cup more.
Man, y'all got to learn.
Crip Mac Daddy's a snitch.
So you think people
learn all publicity is good publicity, whether it's good or bad. It's all for the purpose.
As a younger dude out here, man, do you think, man, people are looking at
Crip.
A younger Crip out here. Do you think people are more accepting the snitching?
Yeah, they accept snitching and cowardly shit than realness. They'd rather a motherfucker go to prison, cover up all the tattoos, and come home a church man. They'd rather a motherfucker stop gangbanging, get fired, mislead their hood, and never go see their homies ever again in life. They want shit like that, yeah.
It's crazy. We living in crazy-ass times right now, man.
Man, always.
Look at Tekashi 6ix9ine. They accept him.
Yeah, I heard a dude is selling even more records now.
Yeah, he got more fight miss of being a gay and a snitch.
You said the man was...
Pink care.
Man, I'm telling you, they don't like nobody
that
messing
rainbow
with
shit
them.
In his head.
They don't like nobody messing with them people, dog.
I know.
They cutting people's water off of that, man, right now. Man, you say the wrong thing, dog, your whole thing would be cut off.
They got tread lightly. I always tell you that.
They got tread lightly, dog.
Certain things in certain situations, you know.
Yeah, how I look at it, though, we don't want our kids growing up seeing that type of shit. I mean, I don't like kids, because I see, like, what the fuck? I grew up, we really didn't see that
that's
shit.
When
I grew up, there wasn't men fucking each other in the ass. It's transgender, isn't it? It wasn't like that. Everybody was, it was called in the closet.
Yeah, you
all
know,
the men were in the closet.
People want their identity because they feel
got
like.
Out of prison from different
people
hoods.
Feel like.
20 years, they got a whole teenage punk now that you see at the park.
People feel like, you know.
Mall.
Negativity.
How about this
negativity
shit?
Negativity is what happened with that. So people said they wanted to feel, you know, like we was. We're part of society too. We ain't no different than you wanting to be a Crip. You get me? Ain't no different than you pushing your Crip line heavy to the fullest.
Yeah.
You feel very passionate about your Cripping. I'm very passionate about that situation.
Well,
so,
you know, hey, you gotta look at it. We don't have problems with anybody that's gay as long as they take care of kids. How about that?
Yeah, we do.
We'll say that.
We have
five
no
each his own hood. Five each his own hood.
Yeah, that's how we feel about people. Our take on it is, you know, you gotta be what you want to be and be who you want to be. And if that's what makes you content and happy, then you gotta do that. You know, your Cripping makes you content and happy. You
I'm
get
happy
me?
As a motherfucker.
You get me? That satisfies you.
I want a motherfucker to flip out and trip so I can blow his face off.
We don't want that. We want you out here getting your increments, as you say.
Bang. Exactly.
I love getting my increments.
As you say.
Also.
Hey, where can the fans get at you at, big dog?
They got to go at CEEPIT55ST or email CRAZYMADASSCRIP@gmail.com. five, all you slow motherfuckers. It spells crazymadasscrip@gmail.com.
Crazy mad ass crip.
That's Crip, man. That's C-Mac. That's me.
Y'all get at my nigga, man. Y'all want
mad ass Crip.
Y'all want to get him on your shows, man. Some interviews. Come hang out.
Yeah. Or if you want to pay me to fuck your wife and her coochie and asshole, I definitely will do it.
Oh, so you said you going out there? You doing the I'm just a
disrespectful thinker. If you want your wife to get her coochie and asshole blown out on hood, and you want to go viral, cut paid increments, I tear your wife up like she never been tore up a day in her motherfucking life. And I'm going to keep it 55th Street. All I love, I do. On hood, I think about all day. It's fucking sitches and killing snooks.
You do some pornos?
I wouldn't mind. As long as Granny Bear doesn't watch. That's my only concern. Right, Lupe? Don't want Granny Bear to turn her phone on.
No, definitely not.
That's why I'm kind of scared.
We don't want to shock Granny Bear.
I'm scared like the lion off the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, we don't want to scare Granny Bear.
Yeah, see, well, maybe not. We'll do it in private.
In private. Private is always good.
I'll fuck your wife and her coochie and asshole in private.
In private.
Maybe nice increments will make her go viral.
And there it is right there. We out of here.
Yes.
Jim.
Well, that concludes another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. Be sure to download the iHeart app and subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. For Apple users, find a purple mic on the front of your screen, subscribe to the show, leave a comment and rating. Executive producers for the Gangsta Chronicles podcast are Norman Steele, Aaron MCA Tyler. Our visual media director is Brian Wyatt, and our audio editor is Taylor Hayes. The Gangsta Chronicles is a production of iHeart Media Network and the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I've talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.